From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Here is Newsline. New Zealand sees Indonesia as the largest economy in Southeast Asia and its closest neighbor, after Australia. The government and the people of New Zealand recognize the importance of Indonesia in the context of relations with the country, in economy, social, culture, and politics. This was conveyed by the Indonesian ambassador to New Zealand, Samoa and Tonga, Tantowi Yahya, to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta in a telephone interview on Friday afternoon. In the economic sector, Ambassador Tantowi Yahya said relations between the two countries had improved. He has targeted Indonesia would become part of the economy of countries in the Pacific in the near future.
Kita mempunyai target Indonesia itu menjadi bagian ekonomi dari negara-negara Pasifik dalam waktu yang tidak begitu lama lagi.
Dan ini we have a target that Indonesia must become part of the economy of the Pacific countries in the near future, and we have initiated with several programs over the past 3 years, and the highlight of it was when we organized Pacific Expo last year in Auckland. Indonesia's economic relations are increasing. Later, when Indonesia is truly economically integrated within the Pacific country, then we can say that what the president wants, as having been delivered by him on several occasions, to increase Indonesia's profile and actively participate, can be economically realized.
Berperan serta secara aktif secara ekonomi dapat terrealisir.
Tantowi Yahya added the positive stance of the people and the government of New Zealand towards Indonesia had helped his role as the Indonesian ambassador to New Zealand, Samoa and Tonga, in convincing the people and governments in other Pacific countries about the importance of Indonesia's position in the Pacific. West Sumatra will apply for a new normal order since June 8 to facilitate the resumption of daily work and routine activities as large-scale social restrictions and distancing measures will be lifted on Sunday. Nonetheless, all community members must consistently practice the government health care and COVID-19 protocols while working, studying at schools, and conducting religious activities. West Sumatra Governor Irwan Prayitno in Padang stated on Saturday, escorted by Antara. He emphasized that consistency and discipline in practicing the COVID-19 protocols will be the key to successfully adapting to the new normal. To this end, he stressed the need to consistently practice preventive measures to contain the spread of the COVID-19 outbreak, such as by wearing face masks, maintaining recommended physical distancing measures, washing hands with soaps, and reducing physical meetings. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuku Kusmawati. I'll see you in the next 1 hour.
Bangun dari
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Hanya satu kata, tiada sempat terucap. Walau kita berjumpa dan saling menyapa, hanya satu kata. Kembali karam di hati, walau sering bicara sampai lupa waktu. Di mana ku harus mencari sebuah kata yang hilang saat denganmu. Bukan banyak kata ketika ingin bicara tentang bara di dada, cukup satu kata. Bukan banyak kata ketika ingin bicara tentang bara di dada, cukup satu kata. Thank you.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Hello listener, welcome back to Book and Film Review, where we will discuss Indonesian books and films from Indonesian authors and directors. In this week's edition, we will discuss a book entitled Drupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. Seno himself is an author of the new generation in Indonesia. He chose to be an author because he does not want to be confined by situation and work. Many of his works were published in various media. The story offered by Seno in his works has a range of variation. His writings are not monotonous. One day he will write a non-cliché romance and a complex politic of a nation in the other day. Besides his peculiar works, he was also known for his reports on the situation of the past East Timor, which were written in a trilogy, namely Saksi Mata, or Witness, short story anthology, entitled Jazz, Perfume, and Incidents, and Ketika Jurnalisme Dibungkam, Sastra Harus Bicara, or When Journalism is Silenced, Literature Must Speak. In 2014, he launched a blog named Panah Journal, on human interest stories, along with several journalists and communication professionals. So he was not a newcomer in Indonesian book industry. He got a lot of awards by making some short stories for magazine. Even the stories of puppet or wayang were retold by Seno in a tasteful chain of words. Those stories were published in a magazine, which later was compiled into a book entitled Kitab Omong Kosong, or the Tome of Nonsense, released in 2004. The book brought Seno to receive the prestigious Katulistiwa Literary Award in 2005. In 2017, Seno wrote a story of a woman whose beauty surpasses the angels from above, named Drupadi. However, before we present the brief review of the book entitled Drupadi, let's listen to a song entitled Cublak Cublak Suang by Pai, Sandy Canister, and Dedi Kumala.
Cublak cublak suang, suang ne tenggal lenter, mambu ketundung gudel, pak empole lalere sopong guyu dele ake. Cublak cublak suang, suang ne tenggal lenter, mambu ketundung gudel, pak empole lalere sopong guyu dele ake. Cublak cublak suang, suang ne tenggel enter, mambu ketundung gudel, pa empole lalere sopong guyu dele ake. Cublak cublak suang, suang ne tenggel enter, mambu ketundung gudel, pa empole lalere sopong guyu dele ake. Sir sir pong dele kopong 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 sir sir pong dele cublak cublak suang suang ne tenggel enter mambu ketundung gudel pa empole lalere sopong guyun dele ake sir sir pong dele kopong
Seno Rei's lore of woman in the epic of Mahabharata, the wife of the five Pandavas named Drupadi. The life of Drupadi from birth, love and death was unfolded. The novel Drupadi, published by Gramedia Pustaka Utama, is a compilation of stories that Seno wrote when he was working at Mingguan Zaman magazine. The novel also tells the story of Aswatthama, Karna, Kunti, Triyata and Visanggeni that Seno wrote in 1983 to 1984. In the book, it was told that goddess Drupadi disliked fate. The human life is meaningless without struggle. So if everything has been predetermined, what is still interesting in this prolonged life? Does human struggle have no meaning? Has all been destined by the gods? Just like she, who is the wife of the five Pandavas. Therefore, the mortal life on earth is not just about being good or bad, but how our attitude is towards the good and the bad. That was the synopsis of a book entitled Drupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. In the lore of Wayang, goddess Drupadi, the wife of the five Pandavas, was almost tricked by King Dursasana, but was saved by the cloth of Drupadi, which was endless when being pulled. However, Seno excluded this magical phenomenon so that Drupadi in his book must bear an unimaginable disgrace. This creates a big question for the readers, but it seems that Seno has his own way to depict this beautiful woman. Maybe Seno wants to show that happiness is not always with those of beauty and pride. Such nice imaginary was carefully put in pretty words. The 161-page book shares a lot of knowledge for the readers about the untold lore of Wayang. Although very different from the original story of Mahabharata, Seno still wrote it clearly. Yet there are several words incomprehensible by the reader, so it would be better if the writer provides some explanation. Overall, the book is able to entertain and add knowledge of the world of Wayang, which is a heritage of Indonesian culture, for the readers. Alright, well, listener, that was our brief review of a book entitled Drupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. To wrap up this week's book and film review, let's listen to a song entitled Surga Durjana by Neurotic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening in. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs.
cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any surfaces that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems. Do you know? There is Lingsir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Ing Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
Hello listeners, welcome to the Rhythm of Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you into Indonesian traditional music and musical instrument from across Indonesia. And this week, we will invite you to know more about a traditional instrument coming from South Kalimantan. The name is Sentokong. South Kalimantan is a province in Indonesia, which has many cultures, and it is well known on its Dayak tribe. The Dayak tribe consists of 405 sub-tribes. Each of them has the same tradition and culture, which refers to the sociology of the society and distinctive customs, cultures, and languages. Tabalong is one of the regions in there, where the majority of Dayak tribe live. According to a website called Joshua Project, Dusun Dayak tribe has around 34,000 people in here. They have different musical instruments. But now, in today's edition, as we said, we will introduce you into one of them, which is Sentokong, a typical instrument of Dayak Dea or Dayak Tabalong. This instrument has been used by Dayak Dea tribe to accompany ceremony of treatment and entertaining the king's guests. Many things happen at the kingdom of South Kalimantan. And later, Islam come in here and change the way of the people in treating the sick. Consequently, Sentokong musical instrument disappeared from Dayak Dea. However, in the cultural festival of Dayak Dea in 2015, a leader of a whole of Tatau Dayo art, Wen Chen, made Sentokong instrument again. Mr. Wen Chen told about the origin of Sentokong music instrument as follows.
Jadi alat musik Sentokong ini memangnya awalnya dulu tidak ada sama sekali alat musik.
In the past, Sentokong instrument did not exist in the region of Dayak Dea. At that time, the child of the king was sick. After the child was treated traditionally, the child was not recovered. Then, the shaman of the tribe knew that the child was tainted by some kind of spirit. So they created Sentokong instrument from bamboo and held a Balian Bawo ceremony to treat the child of the king. Balian Bawo is a ceremony of treatment of Dayak Dea which has been held for decades. The treatment, which was accompanied by Sentokong, was able to chase the spirit away. Since that time, Sentokong has been used to treat people of Dayak Dea. According to the current development, Balian Bawo ceremony cannot be used or performed again by the Dayak Dea tribe. But because of the awareness of Mr. Wen Chen on Sentokong, it is available or able again to be revived. Through Tatau Dayo Hall, which was established in 2014, Mr. Wen Chen gave new knowledge for Indonesian traditional music industry. Sentokong itself is made from selected bamboo to produce beautiful tone. And the Sentokong itself is categorized as a phone instrument, which uses vibration on the body on the instrument itself as the source of the sound. Sentokong has a shape like a big kentongan or a kind of a drum with a diameter of 30 cm. The shape of Sentokong looks like a big kentongan with a diameter around 30 cm. It is a percussion tool which is made from bamboo and then hit with a kind of chopstick to make the sound. When Santokong is being played, the instrument is also accompanied by other instruments.
Lalu alat Santokong ini terdiri dari
Santokong consists of several instruments, namely gong, diginding, penengka, penengkeet, kolang kopak, and gendang. Most of members of Tatau Dayo Hall are kids. And the hall is held by Mr. Wen Chen so that various arts and cultures of Dayak Dea tribe can be inherited for the next generation.
Kalau tidak ada penerus kan enggak mungkin.
Without next generation, it is impossible. Hopefully, the regional government of Tabalong Regency will pay attention to Tatau Dayo Hall so the government can support the life of Tatau Dayo. Santokong is one of Indonesian art heritage which should be preserved and of course introduced to the world. Dayak Dea is very close to the local wisdom which is in harmony with the nature. The rhythm of Santokong is still expected to be heard by the younger generation, not only in Indonesia but of course over the globe. And listener, there was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Dayak Dea tribe from South Kalimantan, featuring Santokong. And to conclude the rhythm of Indonesian archipelago, how about we listen to another rhythm of Santokong, played by Tatau Dayo Hall. Thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Suasana yang romantis berubah. berubah jadi ironis yang harusnya jadinya. Segala cara telah ku coba, gaya badut sampai Sri Mulat yang harusnya jadinya. Semua yang benar jadi salah hari pertama. PMS jangan dibang,
jangan dibang,
jangan dilawan,
jangan dilawan,
dan jangan dimasukin ke perasaan. Semua yang benar jadi salah hari pertama.
PMS
hanya satu kali dalam sebulan, cuma satu kali dalam sebulan. Segala cara telah ku coba, gaya badut sampai Sri Mulat yang harusnya jadinya. Semua yang benar jadi salah hari pertama.
PMS
jangan dibantah,
jangan dibantah,
jangan dilawan,
jangan dilawan,
dan jangan dimasukin ke perasaan. Semua yang benar jadi salah hari pertama.
PMS
hanya satu kali dalam sebulan, cuma satu kali dalam sebulan, hanya satu kali dalam sebulan. Maklumin aja, ikhlasin aja, jangan dilawan, oh, ikhlasin aja, maklumin aja.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berikan untukku kepastian cintamu agar kita dapat saling menyayangi lagi.
Jujurnya ku akui,
namun aku
Its name is quite unique, Kwechubit or pinch cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Kwechubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kwechubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta. This cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually Kwechubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kwechubit with cheese is surely more expensive than Kwechubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Kwechubit. Both have delicious taste.
Satu tujuh.